And welcome back now, ready to get things underway. It's senior night here on in this contest. And we'll let the PA announcer take over here and let you take a listen. That'll do it for those senior night presentations. Great to see all of these folks honored. Seven seniors here for the Indians. On the boys' side is Jeremiah Smiley, Chris Robinson, LT Davis, Ben Tucker, Andrew Voiles, Dylan Strickland, and John Hudson Wingard. Your three for the girls are Zaria Peak, Queen Ballard, who just hit her 1,000th career point towards the end of that game, and, of course, Charlisa Gibbs. We get ready to get things underway here in just a second. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll recap that girls' game and get things ready and squared away for the boys' game. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Here, Indians girls team gets the win 69-37. It was an impressive win for the Lady Indians, and you had a couple of people really take over in that game. Queen Ballard, first name that comes to mind, earned her 1,000th career point, finishes the night there with 26 points. A great showing from her. Maya Richardson had a great showing as well, finishing the night with 11 points, and Lexi Smith finishes the night with 14. A really good showing. I am now joined here in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth by Chandler Ward. Chandler, thanks for being here, and well, it's an exciting matchup here for the boys. Just had the senior night ceremony. Definitely got the emotions running high. I'm sure they're ready to show up and show out in front of this Indian student section.
Yeah, absolutely, Mitch. I know it's very stellar in here tonight. Obviously, they don't have as many as they did against Stanhope, against that rivalry game, but there's a lot of people in here to show out and show their support for your Indians.
Absolutely. Indians come into this one on a three-game winning streak. Absolute domination against Stanhope really got things going, and over the stretch of this three games, talked to Coach Thomas a little bit about this week, and he's really just championed the defense that this team has been playing. They've done a great job and won all their last couple of games by 20 points or more. Indians faced off against this team much earlier in the season. They played them the same day that the girls did at December 5th matchup. The Indians got the win, and that one by an impressive margin. They won it 54-30, but it was a relatively low-scoring game when you look at this Indians team as a whole. A couple of minutes away from tip-off here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be time for our keys to the game presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and our starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is built by Russell DeWitt Center. From key cutting and propane refills to contractor services and expert advice for your next project, turn to Russell DeWitt Center in Wetumpka.
Welcome back to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Chandler Ward. Chandler, we talked about it just a little bit earlier, but this Indians team coming in on that three-game win streak, really looking to pick up momentum and carry it into the area tournament. But we mentioned the last time they played the Tigers, scored 52 points on the lower side for this team. But, you know, as we get into this one, what are your keys to the game presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty? Chandler?
Well, for starters, Mitch, I'm going to have to go with setting screens. Setting screens is something we haven't seen out of either the Lady Indians or the boys really much this season. And like you said, they had a low margin game there, like low scoring in general. 50 points isn't usual for the Indians, so I think setting some screens is going to help them. And I think the Indians could be averaging around 70 points if they started setting some screens. Now, secondly, I'm going to have to go with defense. Now, as everyone always says, defense wins championships, and that is a promising fact right there. If you up that defense, which the Wetumpka Indians have definitely done that, they're going to win some championships. They've got a little bit of a reputation to uphold, considering they made it to the Sweet 16 last year in the playoffs. But like I said, they keep that defense up, I'm smelling a championship.
Absolutely. Tend to agree with you there, Chandler, and this defense has really stuck out over the last couple of games. Buzzer is about to sound. We're almost ready to get underway here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. And didn't mention this much in the pregame show. You had Queen Ballard hit 1,000 points in that Lady Indians game. Similar milestone on the horizon here for Andrew Voiles. Needs 12 points to hit that same number, 1,000 career points. Excited to see him possibly gets that. Averages 14 points a game. So definitely not out of the question here. They're about to introduce their starting lineups here, and as they do so, I'll tell you about the Indians' starting lineup. First, we'll see what the Tigers have got to offer. Ready to get things underway are the Indians, and their mom's ready to shake their hands as they come up. It'll be exciting here for the Indians. First, though, Tigers. Your first starter of the night here for the Chilton County Tigers. It's going to be number 3, Damarian Floyd. Marshall Thornhill wearing jersey number 4, also going to get the start here for the Tigers. Caden Mink also going to get the start here. I think back to that game in December. Mink really fired well from beyond the arc. Had a couple of made threes in that game, was the leading scorer for the Tigers, and probably looking to repeat that same performance here with a different result. Samuel Sims wearing jersey number 20, going to get the start here for the Tigers as well. Tigers wearing their blue uniforms with orange numbers and orange trim down the sides. Now, it's time for your starting lineups of the Indians, presented by First Community Bank. Jeremiah Smiley is going to get the start here like he has for a lot of this season, joined alongside Chris Robinson. Dylan Strickland running out there as well. First time we've seen him be able to suit up all season. Gonna hug his mom there at the end. And excited about that, I'm sure Dylan is. Also, they're going to introduce all of the seniors here, but your 5 on the floor are going to be Smiley, Robinson, Ben Tucker, number 22, Andrew Boyles, and John Hudson Wingard. LT Davis comes out next. And getting ready, waiting for the announcement. Here's your starting 5. They'll get introduced after the seniors come. 7 seniors on this team at Chandler, and when you've got a lot of guys, almost half the team being seniors, what value does that add to the team as Smiley comes out on the court?
Well, you know, Mitch, that just lets you know that's a lot of emotional value for one, but for two, that's a lot of chemistry right there. These boys have been playing together for 4 years, and it kind of just adds up how well Coach Thomas has put this team together. He's kept them all in this one spot, and as we've seen before, they have just put up some numbers and some great games. So I'm very excited to see what they have in store, but I am very sad to say that we will be losing these boys soon.
Absolutely, definitely a lot of chemistry on this team. John Hudson Winder came out on the floor there. Nice handshake for him. And before that, it was Ben Tucker. Nice handshake from him and his mom. You could definitely see they practiced that one. Here comes the sharpshooter, Andrew Boyles. His mom ready to greet him. Puts the crown on top of her head. And the Indians love that one. It's a fun environment here tonight. And Boyles definitely a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. No, he's excited to hit that 1,000 points and bringing it home here for the Indians. Chris Robinson coming out on the floor. His mama there to greet him as well. Excited to see this one get underway. All smiles here for the Indians. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
From Radio Alabama Sports, this is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
And it's time for tip-off now. Ben Tucker going to be the man to do the honors here for the Indians, but Tigers win the tip-off. It was Marshall Thornhill, and now with the rock is Damarian Floyd. Passes back over to Thornhill, back over to Floyd. Floyd starts driving inside, finds an open man in the corner. It's Samuel Sims. And good defense here from the Indians, not letting anything come easy. Brock Porter got up the shot, not going to fall through. Rebound goes to Robinson, coming the other way. Smiley, catch and shoot three. Looks like it might have been blocked there, and Porter snags the rebounds. Things getting off to a fast pace here to start. They find Mink down low, cutting along the baseline, reverse layup, and first points of the night belong to the Tigers by way of Caden Mink. Nice shot there. Voiles with it now on the near wing. He'll kick back up top. Chris Robinson's got it now. Back to Voiles, catch and shoot three. Short that time off the front of the iron, and nobody able to grab the rebound. It'll trickle out of bounds. Tigers will have it.
It looks like the Tigers are running a bit of a 2-3 defense here, and I got to say, Mitch, that can be pretty easy to break through as long as, like I said earlier, you're setting screens and you're moving the ball around pretty well.
Thornhill's got it now, trying to find some space, driving inside. Thought about the shot, kicks it back out. Caden Mink, deep three, off the mark. Rebound, John Hudson-Wingard. He'll hand it off to his buddy, Voiles. Voiles with it now. Passes out to Smiley. Smiley over to Robinson, standing at the top of the arc. Robinson working on the far side wing. Now Ben Tucker over in the corner and back up top to Smiley. Robinson with it now. Driving inside, jumper off the glass and bangs home. Indians tie it 2-2 from Chris Robinson's jumper. Floyd's got it now, still waiting to cross half court. Got to be wary of the 8-second violation there. And they get it. Just lost track of time there. A mental error from the Chilton County Tigers. Robinson will inbound it for the Indians.
You don't see it often, but when you get called for 8 seconds, that's typically not just on purpose.
They'll inbound it to the backcourt, and Andrew Voiles has it now. He's guarded by Caden Mink. Couple of passes now. Ben Tucker, corner three, off the backboard. No good there. Loose ball now. Ben Tucker shows off that hustle, goes up and corrals it. Voiles with it now. Voiles looking to do it all himself. Jumper shot might have been blocked there. Short arm. Good rebound there from Tucker. And Voiles off the mark that time. John Hudson-Wingard tried to go back up with it. And now it's Thornhill coming the other way. Sorry, it was Mink who lays it up and in. All points for the Tigers belong to Caden Mink. They take the 4-2 lead.
Robinson brings it across half court. He'll go over to Smiley, who gives it right back to Robinson. Over to Boyles now, far side wing, back to Robinson. Indians looking for some way to penetrate. And a couple of passes along the top of the arc. They find Boyles out on the near side wing. Boyles with a full head of steam. Not going to get the layup to go that time. Offensive board, Ben Tucker, Smiley for three. Too strong, off the back iron. Rebound goes to Marshall Thornhill. Mink with it now, guarded by Chris Robinson. Still slowing things down, but he'll fire a pass to Demarion Floyd. Floyd crashing inside, trying to put the moves on, rolls around and rolls out. Ben Tucker there for the board yet again. He's done a great job cleaning up the glass. Robinson with it now, trying to crash inside. Dribble moves, and all, no good. Boyles grabs the board, can't get the second chance points to go. And now Tigers with it again. Demarion Floyd has it. Calls for a screen from Brock Porter. Porter's open. They pass it to him. Three for the big man. Short. Rebound Tucker, and Robinson will bring it up. Slowing things down now is Robinson and the Indians. 4-2. It's been a low scoring first quarter. Robinson high arcing pass there to John Hudson Wingard. Smiley snagged it though. It was taken away there for a second. Smiley fired a pass, but it was right off the chest of Caden Mink, and Mink sticks with it, working the other way now, maybe trying to do it all himself. Picks up his dribble there for a second. Ben Tucker poked it out. Mink stuck with it. And a couple of things there as Smiley grabs the loose ball. Coach Thomas takes the timeout, saving the possession. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagan is there. Getting you back in the game faster. Baptist Ortho Now, your official orthopedic injury and recovery experts for the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Online at baptistfirst.org.
Back now here in Wetumpka. Indians trail it by two, but halfway expired here in the first quarter. 4:06 left on the clock. Robinson will inbound it to Voiles. Now LT Davis, Tom Suddeth, and Caleb Ballard have all checked into the game.
Yeah, and with both Tom Suddeth and Caleb Ballard, Chilton County may have a bit of an issue just getting the ball up to the board in the paint.
Caleb Ballard drove inside there, wasn't able to get the layup to go. Rebound goes to the Tigers. They fire a cross-court pass to Thornhill. Drives inside, gets the nice jelly roll off the fingertips, and now a four-point lead for the Tigers. Boys with it now, slowing things down just a little bit here for the Tigers. Looking for Tom Suddeth down low, but pass between the fingertips of Tom Suddeth. And we get a substitution here before play will resume from the Tigers. Samuel Sims will check out of the game, and Marco Simon will come on the floor in his place. They fire it to Thornhill, and they find Porter open in the near side wing for three. Bottom. Feet might have been on the line there. We'll have to see what they give him. They do give him full credit there for the three, and a big man and three there for Brock Porter. LT Davis with it now on the far wing. Robinson over to Voiles. And high arcing pass there intended for Chris Robinson, who's poked away by Marshall Thornhill, but after he touched it, nobody able to get up and corral it. So it'll go out of bounds. Indians inbound it to Voiles. Robinson with it now. They send two over to defend him, and Voiles has it now. Voiles crashing to the rack, trying to do it all himself. Shot rejected there. LT Davis, though, hustles in, grabs it. Robinson with it now and working towards the rack. Won't get the free throw, or won't get the shot to go there, but he'll get the foul call there. And that one goes against Marshall Thornhill of the Tigers. First foul of the game will send Robinson to the charity stripe.
And 9-2 isn't the ideal start for the Wetumpka Indians. This is not something normal we'll see, so let's hope they can step it up and clean this up just a little bit here.
First free throw good there from Robinson. Definitely a slower start than what we're used to seeing here from the Indians. Robinson drills the second one. All 4 points of the Indians belong to Chris Robinson. Indians coming out in that full court press here just a little bit. Thornhill with it now. Comes out, fires a cross court pass to Simon, back to Thornhill at the free throw line. Tom Sudduth got his hand in there and rejected it. LT Davis corrals the rebound. And he'll underhand toss it there to Robinson. Robinson working on this near side wing. Crash into the rack. Jumper from about 8 feet. Won't go down. Tom Sudduth hustles in. Royals thought about the three, but don't think better of it. Bringing it back up top and resetting. Over to LT Davis, back to Voiles. Now they find Caleb Ballard at the free throw line. Fakes the pass there to LT Davis. They find Tom Sudduth down low, off the glass, and down home for Tom Sudduth. First points of the night for him. Indians trail by three.
And a great way to just get himself down there in the paint. He's way too big for them to stop him, and he's just going to drive him straight down in.
Porter with it. Now he hands it off. Two to Marion Floyd, standing at the top of the arc, guarded by Tom Sutter. It drives down in low. Floater off the mark, though. Robinson with the board. He'll find Caleb Ballard on that low post. Jumper from the elbow won't go down. Ball poked up in the air before Mink is able to corral it. Mink trying to go coast to coast. Layup too strong, but Marco Simon comes crashing for the board. They'll find an open man up top. It's Thornhill for three. And now 12-6, Indians trail it with 1 minute and 15 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Robinson with it, far side wing. Bounce pass to Voiles, standing just in front of the half-court logo. Back over to Voiles from LT Davis. Voiles crashing down to the rack. Voiles wanted the foul call there. Looks like he got an elbow to the face. Won't go for him, no foul call. And they find a wide open man for three in the corner. It was Marco Simon off the mark that time. Robinson grabs the rebound, though. 46 seconds left in the quarter. LT Davis over to Voiles. Far side for three. Wedgie's out and won't go down for the Indians. Brock Porter grabs the rebound there for the Tigers and he'll pass it over to Demarion Floyd. 31 seconds left in this first quarter. And driving to the rack, it was Mink. Won't go down, throws up his hands, maybe wanted the foul call there. Robinson, transition three, rattles around, drops out. Caleb Ballard came soaring in for the rebound, is poked up a couple of times. Good pump fake, gets the guys in the air, and first points of the night there for Caleb Ballard.
And it's kind of looking like Chilton County is biting back after that 24-point loss. They're trying to put their names back up there.
They were driving to the rack. It was Demarion Floyd trying to do it all himself, but they'll get a foul call on the floor. Foul goes against Caleb Ballard. Say he made contact with the wrist there and a chance to extend this lead back to six before the closing seconds of this first quarter. 2.9 on the clock and first free throw off the mark there for Demarion Floyd. We'll get a couple of substitutions here from the Tigers before Floyd attempts that second free throw. That one drops through. And with 2.9 seconds left on the clock, Indians are going to have to hustle with it. Robinson smartly rolls the ball there. And Voiles picks it up, fires to Robinson. Deep three. No good at the buzzer. Indians trail by five after one. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video, live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
It's time for the second quarter here. Buzzer just sounded and the teams get ready to take the floor.
Coach Thomas waiting to break the huddle, definitely trying to fire his guys up just a little bit there. Saw Voiles hit a shoe change between that quarter. Maybe he didn't like the new Jordans he put on, so he's back to the tried and true blue shoes there for Andrew Voiles. Hopefully that'll spark some life into this Indians team. Voiles going to be the man to inbound it for the Indians. They'll have possession to start it off. War chant going on in the background. And Lombardi is going to come out there now in place of LT Davis. It's Voiles, Robinson, Ballard, Suddeth, and Lombardi. They inbound it to Robinson here to get things underway in this second quarter. They find Voiles on the far side wing. Catch and shoot three there for Chris Robinson. Little rattles around. Voiles comes crashing in for the rebound, but it was all loose ball on the floor before Brock Porter eventually picks it up for the Tigers. Damarian Floyd with it now, waiting to cross half court. And another 8-second violation there on the Tigers. Indians weren't even playing the full court press there, just maybe lost track of time.
And those are both going to go on Damarian Floyd, and honestly a little questionable there. That typically doesn't even happen once in a game.
Boyles gets the inbound there and gives it to Suddeth. Suddeth passes to Robinson near corner. Robinson putting the dribble, moves on before giving it back to Suddeth. Suddeth driving inside. Lost it there for a second, but they're going to draw the foul call there. Waiting to see who it goes against, and it'll go against Marco Simon of the Tigers. So Suddeth will head to the free throw line. First free throws of the night here coming for Tom Suddeth. First one just a little bit short off the iron as you get a substitution here. Isaiah DeJarnett will come on to the game. It's come into the game here for the Chilton County Tigers as Brock Porter will take a seat on the bench. Second free throw here coming for Suddeth. This one high arcing, short-armed again, 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Goes Tom Suddeth, rebound snagged by Floyd. He'll find a man in the corner. It's Braden Bowles, and a couple of passes now before it works its way back to Damarian Floyd out on the far side wing, trying to drive inside. And he passes to DeJarnett, and now it's Bowles with it, guarded by Voiles. Cross-court pass to Jordan Simon, the brother of Marco Simon, before it works its way back to Braden Bowles. Catch and shoot three. That one falls through. Indians trail it by 8 now, 16-8.
And we're seeing some great ball movement by the Chilton County Tigers, and it's something that the Indians are going to have to see. They're going to have to step up just a little bit there and lock in.
Boyles with it now, near side wing, trying to cut to the rack. Left-hand finish off the mark that time. Caleb Ballard grabs the miss, won't get it to go, and grabs his own miss that time, but he'll get fouled on the way up. And another chance at the free throw line here for the Indians. That foul goes against Damarian Floyd, first foul of the night for him. First free throw for Ballard, drops right on through, and you'll get a couple of substitutions here. John Hudson-Wingard will come into the game, taking the spot of Tom Suddeth. 9-16, Indians trail by 7. Ballard goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line, cutting in to this deficit. The Tigers on top by 6 now. It's Bowles with it now, and he'll fire over to Floyd, who lost it for a second, able to stick with it. He's guarded by Robinson. Bounce pass inside, and they were looking for DeJarnett, and he's not able to corral the pass there. It goes through his fingertips, but they'll say it was last touched by the Indians, so it'll stick on this end of the floor. It'll be Floyd to inbound this one. And officials having a quick talk about this. One of the officials was trying to say it belonged to the Indians, but other two disagree with him there. Almost had the 5-second violation, but they throw a long inbound pass to Marco Simon. It's Bowles with it now, and he'll give it over to Floyd. Floyd picks up his dribble and passes over in the corner. It was Jordan Simon. Caleb Ballard came in, blocked the shot, tried to stick with it, and Ballard get called for the foul there. Came crashing in
after Simon was able to stick with it, tried to go up for it, and Ballard just misfired on the block attempt, caught him on the arm.
Hey, and good block there by Ballard, but when you get too aggressive like that, you risk a foul, and that's exactly what you get.
Second foul of the night on Caleb Ballard with 5 minutes and 54 seconds left to go here in this second quarter. Jordan Simon, first free throw won't go down for him. Tom Suddeth will come into the game taking the spot of Caleb Ballard. Second free throw coming here for Simon. And he'll get it now, take a couple of dribbles, and second free throw will fall through there. So 17-10, Indians are trailing. After the one made free throw there from Jordan Simon, Boyles, he's got it now. High arcing pass, top of the arc to Chris Robinson. Robinson was looking for Wingard and down low, but pass was picked off there, and loose ball on the floor. Nobody able to corral it, and they'll get a timeout there for the Chilton County Tigers, right as Suddeth came in trying to tie it up. And good call of the timeout there by the Tigers, saving the turnover. Now, Chandler, Indians haven't been doing everything that we are used to seeing them do on offense. Now, if you're Coach Thomas, what are you telling your guys in the huddle right now?
Well, currently, I'm telling them right now, I'm going to say, let's go to work. Let's keep that team chemistry up. Let's work together, because a lot of these things, we're seeing some lazy passes, you know, Mitch, and that's not typically what we see out of this Indians offense. So I bet Coach Thomas is telling them, step up the game. Let's get fired up, and let's just make this team wish that they didn't come here tonight.
Tigers have the ball here to start this one. And they'll inbound it to Demarion Floyd. Floyd bringing it across half court. Now a high arcing pass there to Braden Bowles. He lays it up and in off the glass there, charging straight to the rack. 19-10, Indians trail. Boyles over to Lombardi, now to Winger. Back over to Robinson. Lombardi, now Boyles. Catch and shoot three. Short armed that time. And Wingard able to hustle in, get the offensive board. Lombardi with it now, back up top to Voiles. Voiles driving inside, outside to Tom Suddeth. And the cross-court pass gets bumped as he threw it there. Was looking for Lombardi, but it went straight out of bounds here. You'll get a huge substitution for the Chilton County Tigers. Mass substitution, five players on, five players off.
Saw that a little bit in the girls' game, and I think that's something that both Chilton County coaches do, is they're just trying to make sure that they can get all these players in and just nobody gets tired.
Robinson stole the pass there from Caden Mink. Good steal of a possession there. Robinson to the rack and one. Count it. That's 6 points there for Robinson as he cuts the deficit to seven, and a chance to cut it to six with a made free throw here. Robinson drops it through there. He's got 7 points on the night and cuts the deficit to six. Couple of passes back and forth. Indians waiting for him at half court. Mink with it now. Driving down low. Foul called on the floor before he got the layup off. It'll go against Chris Robinson. And first foul of the night there against Chris Robinson. Mink's going to inbound it here for the Tigers, and it goes right into the hands of John Hudson Wingard. Robinson brings it across half court, was trying to find Suddeth down low. Pass just a little bit too low. Picked off there by Brock Porter. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left to go here in this quarter. Picking up his dribble, it's Tobias Nix, but he'll find an outlet in Thornhill. Back over to Samuel Sims now. Sims trying to drive down low. Voiles steals it. Nobody home in front of him. And an easy layup there for Andrew Voiles. Sat on the rack there for a second, but first points of the night for him. Now Indians really starting to show this pressure, but they leave an open man. It's Thornhill for three off the mark. Voiles grabs the rebound, and it's become the Andrew Voiles show here in the last 30 seconds, trying to go coast to coast, doing it all himself.
Got some contact there from Brack Porter. A little bit upset about the foul call. Happy to agree with him there. But now it's Mink working the other way. Lost his dribble, but it goes into the hands of Brock Porter. Pump fake. Ball goes in the air, and Robinson tries to grab the rebound. And they'll get John Hudson Wingard there for the foul, and it'll send Brock Porter to the free throw line. Robinson was not thrilled with that foul call, and I don't think Coach Thomas is either. But Indians only trailing by four now. Make it five after the made free throw. First of two there for Brock Porter. A couple of more substitutions here for the Tigers before Brock Porter shoots the second free throw. That one off the mark. And Suddeth and Robinson both trying to go for the rebound, but neither one of them able to come up with it. It'll go out of bounds. And getting another chance at extending this lead are the Chilton County Tigers. They inbound it to Damarian Floyd. He's racing around the top of the arc now, just in front of the half-court line. Smiley playing some tight defense, but he'll pass it over to Thornhill, trying to look down low. And he got made a move there. Brock Porter put the guys in the air, not able to make the layup after finding the space. It was a good shot fake, but Indians working the other way. Now Robinson trying to get the layup, rattles around, won't go down though. Before a misfired pass, Robinson steals it, finds Voiles, sends his defender flying on by. Indians love it. Voiles with four now. 17-20, Indians trailing by just three.
Voiles chipping away at that 1,000-point mark. Eight more to go, and he's going to be up there.
And Brock Porter, nice finish at the rack there, extends this lead back to five with 2 minutes and 37 seconds left to go. Smiley with it on the near side wing, passes to John Hudson-Wingard in the corner. Cross-court pass, far side wing. Robinson finds Suddeth down low, and a good pass from Suddeth to Jeremiah Smiley. Smiley's trying to cut to the rack there. John Hudson-Wingard lowers his shoulder, tries to draw some contact there. Shot was blocked, though, by Brock Porter. Flew right on out of bounds, but last touched by the Tigers. Indians will inbound it. Up top to Robinson from Voiles. Voiles for three. Off the mark that time. Smiley comes charging in, grabs the rebound, lost it on the dribble there. Poked out by Floyd. Thornhill with it now. Caden Mink for three. Airballed it. But it stays with the Tigers. It comes crashing in. It was Damarian Floyd. Gets his first points of the night there with some second chance points, and Indians trail by seven. Robinson finds Suddeth down low. He's looking for Voiles back up top. Caden Mink stole it away. Nobody home in front of him. Puts it down. And they'll tee up. Caden Mink there hung on the rim for just a little bit too long, costing a stake there. But this Chilton County Tigers love it. But Indian student section reminding him that that is a technical foul there. And so they'll send Andrew Voiles here to the free throw line.
Boyles will make his first, and once again, chipping right away.
We mentioned earlier, Boyles needs 12 points here tonight. That one drops through for Boyles. He's halfway there. 6 points for him on the night. Indians steal another possession because of that technical foul. LT Davis is going to check into the game here. He'll replace Tom Suddeth. Coach Thomas here going with a little bit of speed on the court. Only one big man out there. It's John Hudson-Wingard. And it's all seniors out there right now for the Indians. Robinson will inbound it to Voiles. Voiles kicks it over to LT Davis. Davis back to Voiles. But Voiles picks up his dribble there and passes over to Smiley and gives it right back to him. They find Robinson standing at the free throw line. Good find there from Jeremiah Smiley. He went up for it. But they'll call a foul as Smiley went up for it. It was waiting to see what the officials were discussing. One official just said it went out of bounds. It was a clean block. But they'll call the shooting foul there. And the shooting foul goes against Marco Simon there. It'll send Jeremiah Smiley back to the free throw line. Indians have made quite a few trips here to the free throw line tonight, Chandler.
Yeah, absolutely. They're getting those 3 points here, and as long as they can continue to make those, that's going to be a huge advantage. You know, they're facing off against a team that's a lot bigger than most, and they're not too used to that. So if they can continue to allow them to play too aggressive on them, they're going to win.
Both free throws drop through there for Jeremiah Smiley, 21-6. Indians trail by five with a minute and a half left. Mink with it now, trying to do it all himself. Tried to finish through some contact there, not able to get the layup to go. Robinson with it now after Wingard snagged the board and gave it to him. Robinson trying to drive down low, and he'll get called for a travel. He was trying to drive inside, get some contact there, but he'll get called for the travel as he fell. Indians here in this full court pressure, but Thornhill is going to be the man to start things up. He's trying to find somewhere to go with it. LT Davis almost came over, picked off the pass, but nothing doing. Demarion Floyd with it now. Nice pass. No look pass there. Found an open man in Marco Simon, who drops it through, extending this lead back to seven. Foyles with it now. 56 seconds left here in the first half. Robinson gets the pass there from Davis, and no looks it back to him. Foyles now near side wing. Inside to the free throw line, it's Robinson. Jump shot floater off the mark. Rebound fighting between Simon and Wingard, but it'll be a jump ball. And possession arrow points the way of the Tigers. It'll be theirs.
Indians have hopped up into that full court press, and that is something that you like to see out of them. That just proves that they're ready to hustle, and that defense is going to start moving.
Thornhill had it for a second, lost it. But they'll call the foul on Robinson, and Indian student section doesn't like it. Neither does Chris Robinson. Thought it was all clean there, but gets called for the foul regardless. Second foul there on Robinson with 35 and a half seconds left in this first half. Robinson's now going to come out and take a seat. Lombardi will come on and take his place for what is likely going to be this lineup for the rest of the quarter. Just 35 seconds. Wingard steals the inbound pass, puts his defender on skates, can't get the layup to go. Wingard grabs his own miss off the square that time. No problem for John Hudson Wingard, who picks up his first points on senior night. 23 seconds left now, and Tigers get it across half court. They were looking for Marco Simon. Ball came out of his hand there. Came right by his hand, rather. He touched it there for a second, but it trickles on out of bounds. Indians have it. 17 seconds left. Lombardi inbounds it to Voiles. Now Voiles trying to direct traffic here. He'll kick it over to Smiley. Smiley back to Voiles. Voiles near side wing. He finds Lombardi in the near corner. Lombardi starts to drive inside. Smiley up top for three. Too strong. Simon grabs the rebound, but to no avail. Indians trail by five, heading into the locker room. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be time for the City of Wetumpka halftime show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central to your success.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. Indians trail it currently 28-23 in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. Chandler Ward alongside Mitch Petrie and Chandler. Indians, not exactly what you want to see in senior night, trailing by five. What do the Indians need to do to get back on top in this one?
Well, they're going to have to continue that full court press, Mitch. We don't see it too often. It started off strong in the beginning of the season, and they kind of died out doing it. But we're seeing it more tonight, given that they were down by 9 points. That was the most they were down by, and they're slowly trickling back up. But in order to stay like that, like I said, full court press is the key to this game. If they don't continue this, it might be very bad for them.
Yeah, well, you look at the other end of the floor offensively, Indians have kind of struggled to find a rhythm. It's been in and out. We've had some stretches where the Indians really felt like they were just going to come surging back, but then as soon as that happens, Chilton County kind of comes right back on top. And for the Indians, Chris Robinson's got 7 points so far. He's got a couple of steals, 3 steals to go with it, 5 boards for him as well. And just 2 assists there for Chris Robinson, averaging 9.7 assists a game. So definitely something to keep an eye on the other end. Andrew Boyles has got 6 points for the Indians, halfway to that 12 that he wants oh so bad. Wants to definitely hit 1,000 career points here in front of this home crowd. And Indians also had a couple other guys get on the board. Tom Sutton has 4 points, as does Caleb Ballard, John Hudson Wingard, and Smiley, both with 2. But Chandler, what do the Indians need to do offensively to kind of get things going?
Well, I think the Indians are going to have to stop with the lazy passes a little bit, kind of tighten up there. And I think they're going to have to play just a little bit more aggressive, you know? Obviously, they're playing a bigger team than usual, but that doesn't matter. See, the Indians are a great team, extremely dominant. They've got Caleb Ballard, they've got Tom Sutter, and they've got John Hudson Wingard. If they can just get the ball down low to those three and they can play dominantly, I think this game could be a breeze for the Indians.
Yeah, and I think back to some of these big wins in the last couple of weeks, and a lot of those scoring has come from inside the paint, down in that low post. You've got Robinson, who had 30 and 18 in the 2 games games last week, just put on an absolute clinic. And all, not to mention Caleb Ballard dropped a 30 bomb as well against Marbury. And so, you know, you have your two bigs in terms of Suddeth and Ballard with just 6 or 8 points between the two of them. Wingard has another two as well. But to me, that's something that really jumps off. And I think Coach Thomas is really going to be talking about heading into the second half is getting the ball to the bigs, letting them go to work in that low post. That's something that this team has done well all season and we're going to look to continue doing in this second half.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got a face-off against Brock Porter Jr., and he's been doing pretty good tonight. He has a three-point shot, 6 in total, and for a big man, a three-point shot is not typical, especially not in high school. But if they can just put a body on him and go to work, I can definitely see that both of them could hit double digits and carry the Indians to a win tonight.
Well, just a couple minutes left to go here in halftime. You're listening to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. We'll be back for some third quarter action here in just a couple minutes as the Indians look to claw back into this one on senior night, and the Tigers hope to play spoiler.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central to your success.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at radioalabamasports.net.
It's third quarter action here. Indians have possession to start. They'll give it to Robinson. Boyles with it now over to Smiley. Bounce path. It's down low to Suddeth. Suddeth working down low, trying to do it all himself. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar reminiscent. Hook shot there for Tom Suddeth. Drops right in. And Indians trail by 3 coming out of that first possession here in the second half. Indians still playing this full court pressure and hustling to get across court. How now is Demarion Floyd. Floyd went up for it, but before he could get the shot off, Jeremiah Smiley came in, swatted it. They'll say it was last touched by the Tigers, and Indians have possession here, looking to cut this gap even further.
And Jeremiah Smiley is a terrifying player to be up against. Number 3 out there is someone you don't want to face off against defense.
Smiley with it now, kick it over to Voiles. Voiles catch and shoot 3, bottom. Nice shot there from Andrew Voiles. Just one more 3, and he'll have that 12 points and hit the 1,000 career mark. Long range 2, fade away from Caden Mink and the Tigers. Indians have tied it up at 28.
Smiley looking for Robinson, not able to corral the pass, looking just to move a little bit too fast. There was Chris Robinson, trickles out of bounds, but might have been poked away there. They say it was last touched by the Tigers, so Indians will keep possession of it. They'll find a wide open Foyles, deep three. Offensive board there, though. Caleb Ballard got it, poked away there by the Tigers, but Indians still have possession of it. Voiles will be the man to inbound it, and if you know anything about Andrew Voiles, I can almost guarantee you that this 1,000-point shot is going to come by way of a three-pointer. Smiley over to Voiles. Back over to Smiley. Back to Voiles. Looking down low. Caleb Ballard out on the far wing. Now inside to Robinson. Underhand pass to Voiles. Voiles back up top to Smiley. Bounce pass Suddeth. Suddeth trying to do it. Indians take the lead for the first time in the game. 30-28. They came out with all the momentum, and Indians have gone on a 7-point run here coming out of halftime. Tigers still searching for the first bucket of the second half. Stepping into a three, it's Damarian Floyd off the mark. Rebound goes to Andrew Voiles. Voiles picks up his dribble now on the far side wing. Cross-court pass to Smiley. Now Suddeth down low. Robinson just below the bucket. Alley-oop, Caleb Ballard not able to put it down.
And that right there would have been a stellar slam.
They find Caden Mink in transition, who lays up the easy two. Ties it back at 30. Robinson with it now, finds Smiley in the near corner. He was looking for Caleb Ballard. Ball was poked away and into the hands of Samuel Sims. Sims finds Thornhill down low. Suddeth came up and came in with the foul. Layup won't go there for Thornhill, but he'll head to the free throw line with a chance to take the lead back here for the Tigers.
Now it looks like the Indians, like you said, are coming back out with that momentum. They're definitely ready to put on a show here tonight, and Coach Thomas definitely had some words of wisdom in the locker room.
First free throw drops through there for Thornhill. Tigers take the lead back, and it's a 2-point lead now after Thornhill makes them both. Robinson inbounds it to Voiles. Caden Mink waiting to greet him at half court. Pass over to Robinson now. And he'll find Tom Suddeth, who loses the dribble there. Suddeth had it in the far corner, went for the overhand move, went to go with the dribble, and just slipped right on out of his hands, out of bounds, and a costly turnover there on the Indians. Indians still playing this full court pressure, and almost poked away there for a second, but able to hustle for it was Marshall Thornhill, who'll find Caden Mink trying to crash to the basket. An underhand layup, nowhere close that time. But rebound by Marshall Thornhill. He'll give it up to Brock Porter. Brock Porter standing at the top of the arc. He'll find Sims. Underhand pass over to Floyd. Floyd lost it. Caleb Ballard has it. And as Ballard was running, looks like he got fouled there. Held for a second there. Indians thought it was a foul, as did I. But it'll be a turnover there on the Indians. Thornhill to inbound it for the Tigers. And they'll inbound it to the near corner. It's Floyd, driving jumper off the mark there. Floater won't go down, but he'll head to the free throw line. Will Damarian Floyd.
Refs blowing their whistle against the Indians once again. Jeremiah Smiley's going to catch that one on a shooting foul. And Smiley not too happy with it, saying he had his hands up, jumped straight up. But I'm not too sure if he did or not.
And first free throw falls through there for Damarian Floyd. First points of the second half for him. That one drops right through also. Two made free throws there for Damarian Floyd, extending this lead 34-30 with 4 minutes and 45 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Voiles with it in the near corner. Up top, Caleb Ballard, and now working its way all the way across. Caleb Ballard's got it. One bounce to collect himself. Caleb Ballard layup, count the bucket, and one coming.
And even with the hand on the ball, Caleb Ballard's way too dominant, and Brock Porter's not going to be able to stop that force right there.
Second foul of the night against Brock Porter, and one free throw falls through there for Caleb Ballard, and it's a 1-point game now. and trouble with the inbound there. Bounce pass was looking for Damarian Floyd. It took him all the way to the sideline, and he'll step on the sideline before he can get it in bounds.
It looks like Miller Lombardi is going to come on, subbing Jeremiah Smiley out. And let's see if Lombardi can pick up with this defense the Indians are putting on tonight.
Boyles, catch and shoot three, rattles around, won't go down off the inbound pass. Chris Robinson almost had the steal there for a second and trying to do it all himself. It's Floyd off the glass and down through, 36-33. Boyles with it now. He'll pass over to Lombardi. Lombardi picks up the dribble and he'll pass up top to Caleb Ballard. Boyles on the far wing, finds Robinson in the far corner. Ball was poked out there for a second. Touched a couple of people on its way out. They'll say Ballard was the last man to touch it, and so Tigers will have it again. But this full court pressure has been working wonders for the Indians. They let up a little bit this time. It's Floyd with it. He'll cross half court. Pass to Caden Mink. Now over in the far corner, it's Simon. Simon cross-court pass to his brother, and he'll hand it off to Floyd. Floyd cutting inside along the baseline, and a couple of nice passes there. They find Simon up top, three airballed, but right into the hands there of Floyd, who lays it up and in. First made field goal of the second half there for Damarian Floyd. Back to a five-point game. Indians trail it 38-33. Lombardi near corner, the triple bottom. Big shot there from Miller Lombardi to close this gap back to two. Trading possessions back and forth are the Indians. Caden Mink hustling with it. He'll underhand pass it out to Brock Porter. Porter is calling for the screen, and he'll hand it off there back to Mink. And Mink driving down inside there. They'll call the foul. I think this one's going to go against Chris Robinson. It'll actually go against Suddeth, second foul against him. And that'll send Mink to the free throw line.
And Mink sure is having his way here tonight with drawing fouls like crazy, getting himself sent to the line. And that's something that a lot of coaches look for in a player.
First free throw, short arm there. Indian student section loves it as John Hudson Wingard will come into the game for Tom Suddeth. Second free throw coming here for Mink, trying to extend this lead for the Tigers. That one rolls off the front iron, drops through. Friendly roll there for Caden Mink, and it'll extend the lead for the Tigers to three. Boyles are going to walk the ball across half court now. Boyles cross-court pass to Lombardi. Good find, and Chris Robinson crashing along the baseline there, and he'll run in to a flurry of arms. Called a foul on the floor there, and it goes against Jordan Simon. First foul of the night for him. Robinson going to inbound it now to Voiles. Back to Robinson. Robinson, mid-range jumper, bottom. One-point game again. Indians cut it 39-38. Mink already on the other end of the floor, trying to pick up the pace are the Tigers. Brock Porter working down low. Won't go that time. Offensive board. And off the mark. It was blocked by Caleb Ballard, that putback attempt, but it wedges into the side of the iron there, and that is a jump ball when it gets stuck over there, so it'll count as a possession. Arrow points the way of the Tigers. They'll keep possession of it. They find a wide-open man in Marco Simon. He lays it up and in. Wingard came in, tried to contest it at the last moment, but Simon able to put it through anyway. Back to a three-point game. Boyles to Wingard up at the top of the arc. Now over to Robinson on the far wing. Over to Andrew Boyles. Looked like he might have thought about the three there for a second, but just a couple of passes there. They'll get a kickball there called against the Tigers.
And here comes LT Davis subbing Miller Lombardi out, and it looks like Coach Thomas might be leaning for some speed and some defense.
Well, those are two things that LT Davis definitely brings to the table anytime he's out on the floor. Just a freak athlete is LT Davis. Boyles get ready to inbound this one way up top to Chris Robinson. Has to go up, snacks it with one hand there. And now Robinson back over to Boyles. Catch and shoot three. rattles around. Back to Voiles off the offensive board from Wingard. Voiles steps back out. Started driving inside there for a second, but will bring it up top and reset it. Over to LT Davis. Now Voiles. Far wing. Now Chris Robinson. Robinson still with it now. Over to Voiles. Nobody home for Voiles. Fakes the three. Finds LT Davis in the corner. Triple now good that time. Rebound. Therefore, the Tigers, they come on the fast break trying to do it, and they lay it up and in, back to a three-point game. Sorry, five-point game, that is. It was Floyd who made that bucket. Robinson with it now, over to Wingard. Voiles has got it, near side wing. Robinson with it now, three off the mark, but an offensive board, an off-the-glass put back there for Caleb Ballard. 40-43, and Coach Thomas will take a timeout here, and as he does, we'll take one of our own. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Back now, a minute and 2 seconds left here in quarter number three. Indians will have possession here to start this one back up. Sorry, actually, the Tigers will have possession. Indians walked over like they were getting ready for an inbound, but they're just coming out in that full court press yet again. Inbounding for the Tigers. It's Floyd, and he'll give it over to Bowles. Bowles to DeJarnett now, and DeJarnett passes over to Demarion Floyd there, but passed it just a little bit too early. He still had his foot behind the backcourt, and that's a violation there. As Lombardi checks up to the scorer table, he'll take the spot of LT Davis.
And we've got some chants from the student section cheering on Andrew, and I wonder why, man.
Voiles has got it now at the W in half court. 48 seconds left to go and ticking in quarter number three. Alley-oop, Caleb Ballard puts it down. That came out of nowhere. What a pass from Andrew Voiles, and a great dunk there from Caleb Ballard.
And oh my gosh, Caleb Ballard, just an eagle in the sky here tonight, throwing the jam down.
Voiles with it now, driving to the rack, goes up for it, can't get the layup to go, and they'll call the blocking foul there against Caden Mink. Andrew Voiles to the free throw line, with a chance to take the lead back here for the Indians. Voiles drops through that first free throw, 2 points away from the 12 he needs now. That free throw ties the game here with 22 seconds left to go in the third quarter. 43-43, and a big free throw here coming for Andrew Voiles. Bottom. No problem there for Voiles. He just needs one more to get that 1,000-point mark. Working the other way now, it's Braden Bowles, and he'll pass it. Nazi, before he can get the pass off, though, they'll get him for the travel. 13.9 seconds. Indians take their second lead of the night here.
And it's looking like Coach Thomas is playing a bit of a defense-offensive game here. Subbing Miller Lombardi and LT Davis back and forth so he can get some strong defense and some strong offense.
Boyles crashing to the rack. Layup off the mark that time. Rebound goes to the Tigers. 6 seconds left, but Chris Robinson playing some tight defense there on Bowles. Bowles trying to do it all himself. They'll get him for the double dribble. 1.7 seconds left in this quarter. And a couple of just costly mistakes there from the Tigers. Voiles gets it. Full court heave. And nowhere close. We're a one-point lead here. Indians on top after three. We'll be right back for fourth quarter action and what's been an exciting contest so far tonight. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's fourth quarter time here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Chandler Ward, and Indians get possession here to start this quarter. Robinson has it, brings it across half court, putting on the dribble move, step back, jumper, rattles around, falls through. Andrew Voiles, hustle play, put back, he's got it. 1,000 career points for Andrew Voiles. Showing off the hustle play, why he's the leader of this team, and what a way to earn 1,000 for Andrew Voiles. Congratulations to him. Caden Mink, tough shot, answers right back, and it's still a one-point lead here for the Indians. Voiles with it now, driving to the rack, trying to finish through some contact, wasn't able to get the shot up, but he'll draw the foul on the shot there, heading back to the charity stripe, Andrew Voiles.
And that big 1-0-0-0 is definitely going to strike something in Andrew Voiles here tonight.
Voiles at the free throw line and now drops in that first one there. As you hear the PA announcer let everybody know, Voiles with 1,000. And another made free throw there for Andrew Voiles. And a turnover there as they were trying to break the full court pressure. Voiles gets the ball on the outside and tries to drive in for a second. Lost his dribble. He'll give it over to Robinson. Far side wing. Robinson driving inside. Lost the dribble. Went right into the hands of Marshall Thornhill. Floyd with it now. Brings it across half court. Trying to hustle before picking up his dribble. DeJarnett out on the top. Trying to drive down low, and a nice floater there. Tigers take the lead right back, 48-47. First points of the night for him.
A very close game here tonight, and this is something that I know I'm loving to see, and I know a lot of others are.
Voiles with it now. Over to LT Davis, back to Voiles. Voiles inside Robinson. Caleb Ballard, three-pointer. Off the mark that time, but Ballard grabs his own board. Lost it on the way in, but Voiles able to corral it. And driving inside, Voiles had it blocked and poked out. LT Davis guarding Caden Mink, who's trying to do it all himself. Mink spins around, and they'll draw the foul there. Won't get the shot to go, but heading to the free throw line, it's Caden Mink, and that's the first foul of the night against LT Davis.
And his first is going to go here at the charity stripe.
Things tied at 48 now. And the second made free throw there from Mink. We'll give the Tigers the lead back, 49-48. Voiles has it, and he'll pass it over to Smiley. Back to Voiles, standing in front of the half-court W. Smiley with it again, back over to Voiles. Voiles has got a little bit of space on the near side wing, but he gives it back over to Smiley. Smiley trying to drive inside, shot blocked, sticks with it, did not save it from going out of bounds. Thought he did there for a second, but he steps on the baseline there with 6 minutes and 1 second left to play.
Indians continuing that full court press, and it's going to work out in their favor here this time.
Yeah, Sudduth pokes it away right into the hands of Andrew Voiles. Voiles double teamed, but he finds an outlet in Sudduth. Sudduth crashing along the baseline. Layup no good. Rebound for Caleb Ballard. Lays it up and in. Indians back on top by one, courtesy of Caleb Ballard. It's Jarnett now. He passes out to Brock Porter. Porter trying to work inside on Suddeth and lost it on his way up there. Not sure if he wanted to pass it or shoot it there, but just flew right on out of bounds. Turnover there on the Tigers, and they'll take a timeout. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Back now in what has been a back and forth contest. 5 minutes, 24 seconds left to go here in regulation. Indians on top by 150-49. They'll have possession here after that turnover to start things back up again. Boyles will inbound it to Robinson. Things back underway now. Robinson with it, flies right on by Mink. Working to the baseline, shot blocked there by Brock Porter. Rebound, Thornhill, and now Floyd has it coming the other way. Floyd for a three, off the mark that time. Boyles grabs the rebound there for a second. It was poked out by Marshall Thornhill, and Indians still retain possession. Boyles gets the inbound pass from Lombardi and brings it across half court. Back over to Lombardi and back to Boyles now. Indians trying to penetrate this defense inside, but they won't do so. Back over to Lombardi, and Ballard had it there for a second. I think they'll blow a foul. They will there. That one goes against Thornhill, too, on him. And Indians will inbound it from below their own bucket.
And the Tigers are running a tough 2-3 defense, and it's been pretty hard to break through for the Indians.
And Tom Suddeth grabs the inbound there, puts it right up and in, and Indians extend the lead to three. Hustling the other way, it's Damarian Floyd trying to get things going quickly. He'll back up now, and they'll call him for the carry there. Turnover on the Tigers. Boyles inbounds it to Robinson. 4 minutes and 27 seconds left to go. Boyles with it near side wing, looking for somebody to pass to, and he gives it to Robinson. Robinson picks up his dribble, back over to Boyles. Now Caleb Ballard standing just above the free throw line, back to Boyles. Boyles thought about the three, but he'll bounce pass it over to Chris Robinson, driving inside, back up to Lombardi. Floater off the mark. Robinson grabs the offensive board and lays it up and in off the fingers. Good shot there from Chris Robinson. Indians with a 5-point lead now. Mink trying to cut back into it. Think better. Pass to Thornhill for three from the far corner. Suddeth grabs the miss and hands it off to Robinson. Robinson finds Caleb Ballard there. Lays it up and in. Had the ball poked there for a second. Finishes right through it. Does Caleb Ballard. He's come alive here in the second half. Floyd has his shot blocked by Tom Suddeth on the other end of the floor. Tigers really starting to push the pace here off the inbound as the Indians take a commanding 7-point lead, their largest of the game.
Yeah, and the Indians are definitely getting something in there. You know, something has definitely sparked up in them, and they're starting to play a lot better than they did in the first half.
Porter gets the inbound before giving it over to Floyd, and they'll get Andrew Boyles for the foul card there. Thought that was an offensive foul there against Floyd. Extended the elbow, but it'll go against Boyles. Thornhill to inbound it, looking for someone. He finds Floyd in the near corner. Loses it there. Caleb Ballard comes away with it. Ballard slows things down, and he'll give it to Chris Robinson. Robinson Good pass there to Sudden, standing in the paint. The spin move drops it through. Tom Sudden extends this lead here for the Indians, 50-49.
And Sudden just going to work. Like I said before, just going to work is all they need to do. Use those big bodies. And it looks like a technical foul has been called on number one. That would be Marco Simon.
They wanted to tech. They did not call it. That was the Indians hopefully trying to get one. But it is an off-ball offensive foul there against Marco Simon. Three on Simon there. Voiles inbounds it to Lombardi, who gives it right back to him. Andrew with it now, guarded by Caden Mink. They come out and they double team him, and that leaves a man open. It's Miller Lombardi. Thought about the three, but he'll think better of it. Voiles over, far side pass to Robinson, working along the baseline, but he'll just come back out and loop around, trying to reset it. They find Lombardi over to Voiles, and Voiles driving inside, spin move.
And get called for a travel.
Yeah, so he gets called for the travel there on the spin move. Think that pivot's foot just slid ever so slightly, but right in front of the officials, they're going to call that. Indians with a 9-point lead, 2.5 minutes left to go here in regulation, and it feels like the Tigers are starting to get a little bit desperate here. Thornhill with it now, and he'll give it over to Bowles. Bowles with it, and he'll pass over to Porter, who faked the three there, now trying to work inside. A cross-court pass over to Thornhill. They feed it to Porter under the basket. A good find there. Brock Porter starts to cut into this Indians lead, but they're still on top by 7, 58-51. They're coming out in the full-court press, and they leave a man open. Tom Sudden driving down low, looking for Caleb Ballard. Caleb telling him to settle down there a little bit. Turnover on the Indians. Misfired pass, and Tigers going to have possession now.
That's going to be LT Davis coming back in for that defense, subbing Miller Lombardi out.
Davis here going to go up and guard the inbounder. It's Braden Bowles, but he'll find a man in Mink. Mink guarded by Robinson here, and he'll get it across half court. Charging down low, he's looking for Brock Porter, not able to collect the pass there. Bounced it for a second, but he does so right on top of the baseline. Turnover there on the Tigers. Another substitution, Lombardi back in for Davis, and I think you nailed it earlier, just a little bit of offensive defensive subbing. A timeout here by the Tigers, going to try to collect themselves and find a way to get back into this one. 1:42 left. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Indians lead it by 7, 1:42 left here in quarter number 4. Robinson and the Indians will have possession to start the quarter, and a high pass over to Tom Sudden, who gives it right back to Robinson. Voiles with it now, and they'll come crash on Voiles, trying to trap him, but some good ball movement here from the Indians. They won't let it happen. Sudden with it now over to Robinson. They find Lombardi in the corner. Sudden cross-court pass to Andrew Voiles, and I think Indians are going to try to eat away as much of this clock as they can. They're just passing it around, and Mink comes over and fouls Tom Sudden, but Indians not in the bonus yet. They'll have to inbound it again. And that's the third foul that goes against Caden Mink of the Tigers. Robinson going to inbound it now, and he does so to Sudden. A foul Sudden again, and this time I believe it'll send the Indians to the free throw line as they are now in the bonus, and that's 4 on Caden Mink.
Mink, arguably the star player for the Tigers tonight, is now facing foul trouble with only a minute left, and that could be dangerous for the Tigers, but very much an advantage for the Indians.
And Suddeth misses that free throw. Airballed it. He just looked around. He doesn't even know what happened on that one. Suddeth, though, collecting himself and about ready to shoot his second. Indians lead it by 7. A minute and 20 seconds left in regulation. That one rattles around. Porter grabs the rebound. No good there from Suddeth. 0 for 2 on the trip to the line. Tigers trying to find an open shot there. They pass it in the far corner. It's Marco Simon. Porter for 3. Rolls around. Won't go down. Caleb Ballard has it there for a second. Marshall Thornhill fouls him just about immediately. Third foul of the night against Marshall Thornhill. And Caleb Ballard at the free throw line. No problem there for Caleb Ballard. Extends this Indians lead to 8. Nothing but net on the way down. Ballard not so lucky that second time. Porter tips the rebound there for a second. They saved it from going out of bounds. But a high arcing pass. It's stolen by LT Davis. And Robinson with it now trying to work across half court before Damarian Floyd comes over and fouls him. I believe that will be the second foul there against Floyd, and it will. Robinson at the free throw line, one of the best free throw shooters on this Indians team. And the announcer jinx in a full effect there. Robinson short arms that one, not going to go down. Ben Tucker will come into the game here for Tom Suddeth.
We're going to hear a couple cheers from the Indians crowd for Ben Tucker because he definitely is an all-around loved guy.
Fan favorite is Ben Tucker. Chris Robinson drops through the second free throw. Indians lead it by 9. Now 50 seconds left to go. It's Floyd comes crashing down. He was looking for a man. Ben Tucker picks it off. Voiles has got it now, working his way across half court in 35 seconds and ticking. He'll kick over to LT Davis. They find Ben Tucker. Corner 3 for Tucker. Short-armed at that time. Robinson almost comes away with the steal there. And now just Tigers trying to scrape and claw. Tucker pokes it out again. 13 seconds. Robinson has got it on the other end of the floor. Caleb Ballard, boom! Exclamation point finish there for Caleb Ballard. 62-51, the Indians snatch victory from the claws of defeat on senior night. Trailed for just about the entire game. Flipped it around here in the fourth quarter, and Indians get the much-deserved win here for senior night, 62-51. Stick around, though. We'll be right back in just a few moments for the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central to your success.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Now in the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus postgame show. But before we get into any stats, they're going to present Andrew Voiles here with the 1,000 career point ball.
a special moment here for Andrew as he desperately wanted that 1,000 points so bad. Couple of pictures being taken now, a whole team surrounding him. And what a way to go out on senior night for Andrew Voiles.
Yeah, absolutely, Mitch. And I got to say, I'm going to need one of those pictures for myself because that was an absolutely outstanding game by the Indians. And it's going to be one to remember, especially for their senior night.
It absolutely is. 61 to 62 to 51 is the final score here tonight in Chandler. Indians came crawling back, fighting their way to victory. And what an overall great night there from the Indians. Your thoughts on the game?
Well, I think the game could have gone just a tiny bit better for the Indians. You know, offensively, they were playing just a tad bit sloppy to start it off. Lots of lazy passes, and I know that's not something you typically see out of the Indians. Coach Thomas definitely works them hard, chemistry-wise, hustle-wise, defense-wise, offensively-wise. Coach Thomas is the man in... He's just the man for that. But I think this game went great overall, and I'm very excited to see what they have in store for us for the Area 4 tournament and hopefully the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. Indians hosting that tournament, that area championship will be played against the winner of Stanhope Elmore and Percy Julian on Monday, February 9th. So just about a week and a half away from that. But, you know, before we get into any of that, I want to talk about this night here for the Indians. Andrew Voiles finishes the night almost as the leading scorer for the Indians. He finishes the night with 15 points there for Andrew Voiles, but a impressive showing for him on the offensive or on the glass as well. 4 rebounds for him, 3 assists, and a steal to go with it. Chris Robinson finishes the night with 9 points, 10 assists there, and 8 rebounds, just too shy of a triple-double, but a nice double-double there for Chris Robinson. That's his 12th double-double of the season, 4 steals for him as well. Leading scorer tonight for the Indians was Caleb Ballard, and Ballard just put on a show, finishes the night with 16 points for him. Actually scratched that, I believe it's 20 points there for Caleb Ballard. Has 12 rebounds to go with it, and an assist, steal, and 4 blocks for good measure as well. Your final scores here tonight: Indians get the win in both contests. Girls won that one 69 to 37, and boys finished the night off on senior night with Andrew Voiles, 1,000th career point. Caleb Ballard, couple of nice dunks, and they get the win after crawling back 62 to 51. Thanks for listening, everybody, and for the final time tonight, I'm Mitch Petrie. Aside for Chandler Ward, this is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.